We begin Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siman Chaf Hei. Dinei Ashrei Voltzin Ad Gemara Tefila. Omrim Ashrei Utila David. We say Ashrei and Tila David after the Shemoneh Esrei, after Tachnun. But Tzrichem L'chavim Bay. Hey, do we have to have understand what we're saying? The reason we say Ashrei again is because the Gemara teaches us that Kol Oim Tila David Gimel Pum B'chol Yoim. Anybody who says that Perek can tell him three times a day. Muftach lo shuben oilam haba. And the reason why we say it at this point is because the first part of the tefillah says the Aruch HaShulchan is to daven primarily for ruchnius. And now after, as we come to the conclusion of the tefillah, we daven for gashmius. And Ashrei Yoshev Veisecha, where we say Peseches Yudecha, is the pasuk that we have kavana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us panosa berevach. The Yisoy V'Sherish Avoida, interestingly enough, says that we say Ashrei in Pesukah Zimra, and now we're saying Ashrei again. He says there's more of a need to have Kavanah by the Ashrei we say by after the Shemoneh Esrei than the Ashrei that we say in Pesukah Zimra. But Frat, we're supposed to have Kavanah, and particularly in the Pasuk B'Seich Shidecha, that's the time to daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us panos berevach. Sibbeis ach kach omer lam natzeach. We say afterwards lam natzeach. The reason why we say lam natzeach is that Avodram says because it has in it 18 psukim corresponding to the 18 brachos Shemoneh Esrei, and also reflects speaks about the gula that we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Mashiach Melech Yoneinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring the gula ready. However, these are the days that we don't say Lam Netzeach. And they're really two different minhagim. It seems that the minig of the Sfardim is that at any day that we don't say Tachnun, we don't say Lam Netzeach. The minig of the Ashkenazim is that the two halachas don't necessarily travel together. And there are days that we don't say Tachnun, but we still do say Lam Netzeach. Rosh Chodesh Chanukah Purim, V'hu Adim B'Shanim U'Beres in a leap year, B'Yom Abba Asa V'Chamisha Asa Sheba Adar Rishon, Purim Katan, Erev Pesach, we don't say on Erev Pesach, Erev Yom Kippur. There are different minhagim about saying it on Isru Chag, some places do, some places don't. Tisha B'Av Gam Ein Omer, Tisha B'Av, we don't say it on Tisha B'Av. Gam Ein Omer is a base oval. We don't say it in the home of an oval. Any day that we don't say Lam Netzeach, if it's a day that we are laning, Gam El Kel Erech Apayim, we don't say. The halacha is that even though we don't say Tachnun, our minig is, even though we don't say Tachnun, when there's a chosin and or a bris, we do say Lam Netzeach. However, the Shach says that the chosin himself or the balei bris, they themselves should not say Lam Netzeach. If one began saying Lam Netzeach on a day where Lam Netzeach is not said, if he already said the words B'yom Tzara, he should finish the perek. If he caught himself before, he shouldn't say it. Afterwards, Omer Kedushas V'Latzina Matargum, but Tzarech Lazar Ma'oi, one has to be very careful, Lomer B'Kavona, to say V'Latzina Kavona, but Targum, the Targum Yesh Omer B'Lachash. The Gemara says, M'sech T'Soyta Daf Mem Tesam and Aleph, B'Yom Shachar Beis HaMikdash, from the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Omer Ha'olam HaKadusha D'Sidra, the world survives because we say V'Latzion. And the Rekeach says that whoever says a Voltzion with Kavona and Simcha will be Zoicha to Ruach HaKodesh. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that the Targum part of Voltzion should be said quietly, but the Arizal says, the Shari Tshuva quotes the Arizal says that it should be said out loud, just the Baal Tefila should not say it out loud. Sif Dalad. Also, l'adam lotzeis from beis haknesses, one may not leave shul kodem kedusha zu until this kedusha is said. And moreover, the halach the Mishnah Berurah says is one should wear tefillin when he sang it. And the minig is that not only should tefillin not be removed before Valtzion, tefillin should not be removed till after Oleinu. Sivhei, yesh lahad alamrim at tzibur, the Valtzion should be said with the tzibur, and that's why the Baal Tefillah should be careful to announce the karzel zeh v'zeh, that we should all say it together. L'chein in Baal HaBeis HaKnesses, if you come to shul b'shosh tzibur oimrim soy, when they're saying it, Yomri Imam Af Kain Tefillah. He should say it with them even before he davens the Tefillah, even though he isn't up to it yet. That even if you didn't say the Pasuk of Vol Tzion, you'll say it afterwards. Afterwards, you'll make up these two psukim. And certainly, one could skip Asher Elam Netzeach and say them after, so you should be able to say Vol Tzion with the Tzibur. The Arizal, of course, takes a different approach, because the Arizal says in many areas we should always daven according to the Seder HaTefillah. Sivov, we should say Leinu Shabeach. Tzrichim la'amrei be'aim of a year, it should say with great fear and trepidation. Yeshua Tikna Yeshua composed it. B'shar Shekavish Yisricha, when he captured Yerichai. V'akach Amr Mizmah Shliyayim, you say the Mizmah Shliyayim, V'shar Mizmairim. Everybody should follow the minig. There is a question: if somebody davens nusach svard in a shul that davens nusach Ashkenaz, so nusach Ashkenaz says aleinu immediately asher velitzion. Nusach svard says the yoyim and enkolakenu. What should somebody who davens nusach svard do? It seems that the opinion of the achronim is he should daven in order, but it should be standing when everybody else is saying Aleinu, that it should seem that he's saying Aleinu together with the Tzibur, and particularly he should bow down when everybody else is bowing down as they are saying Aleinu. Sif Zayin, Shiyot HaBeis HaKnesses, as you leave the shul, Omer HaPasuk Hashem Lecheini, Mishtach V'mul Aron HaKodesh, he should bow down facing the Aron HaKodesh, K'talmud HaNifter Merabbi, as a Talmud who takes leave from his Rebbe. Shiyot HaBeis HaKnesses, when somebody leaves the shul, he shouldn't walk out with his back to the Aron. Eliyot Tzadid, it should be to the side. It can be reduced from the Teva, so too when he's leaving the Amid. Sivches, Kshesh Beis HaKnesses, when somebody leaves the shul, also Loritz, he's not allowed to run. Olufsoi P'siyagasa, take large steps. L'fishimara Atzmai, it shows as if the Ikur Beis HaKnesses, Doimelov L'masim, it's difficult for him to be in the shul. But Medvar Amurim, when is that the halacha that you have to be careful how you leave a shul? Shoylech lasakov, when you're going to work or whatever your private needs are. I'm hoylech mebeis a knesset, beis a medrash. You're going to leave the beis a knesset to go to beis a medrash where you're going to learn. So there, on the contrary, mitzvah loritz, it's a mitzvah to learn, to run to your learning. Simach avav dinei kadosh yosem. Sifal, mitzvah medrashim. The medrashim quote Habi Masi as many episodes. Kaidesha ben Oyma Kaddish. If a son says Kaddish, Bishvil Aviv Aimai, because he lost a parent, Nitzolim and Adin, he saves them from the din of Gehenim. The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Kiva met a son of a parent who was a big Rasha and was in Gehenim, and Rabbi Kiva taught him to learn Torah and say Krishma and Birch Samazan. That's how he was able to schlep the father out of Kaddish, out of Gehenim. Even a ger may say Kaddish for his parents who were not Jewish. However, the Shas of Tshuvas Zakan Aaron tells us that the ger who saying Kaddish for his non-Jewish parents should not be so careful to say it all the time. We know usually a Yosem is very careful not to miss a Kaddish for his parent. Here he shouldn't be that meticulous. Okay, no, I'm a Kaddish. Therefore, Yosem says Kaddish for Kain Lalas Lamafter Lispalof Neateva. He says Mafter. He goes, he davens as the Chazan. With Frat of Matzah Shabbos. Especially in Matzah Shabbos is the time to be that a person who's saying Kaddish should daven as the Baal Tefillah, because shu azman shechayzim and neshamis l'gehenim, that's the time when the neshamis go back to Gehenim. B'chol arvis, davening ma'ariv is especially appropriate. Sha'oz tagbiris hadin, that's when the nifter is being judged. Yesh b'nyan kadeshim k'cham mechaluk adinim al b'im and hagim. And as we're going to learn, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Paiskim are all focused who has the first Kaddish. This is not really that relevant to us because in our shuls, all of those who have to say Kaddish, but it is relevant who has Kedima to have an Amid. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch just taught us how important it is to say Kaddish, to daven, for Avol to daven Matzah Shabbos. That's why the halacha is we also say Tzidkoscha by Mincha Friday, Shabbos afternoon, again representing that the Neftarim and Shemayim, Shabbos, there's no Gehenim, are going back to where they're supposed to be. And there's an interesting question, what is the halacha in the communities where Avelim don't daven on Rosh Chodesh? And what happens if Matzah Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh? So on one hand, we're learning that there's a special point for an Ovel to daven as the Baal Tefillah on Matzah Shabbos. On the other hand, in these places, they don't daven on Rosh Chodesh. It seems that most Poskim are of the opinion, if they don't daven Rosh Chodesh, then they shouldn't daven that Matzah Shabbos. And there are those that suggest that just like a Henim is closed on Shabbos, it's also closed on Yontav and on Rosh Chodesh. Sipbeis. B'toich shiva during the shiva, bein shu katan, bein gadol, bein toisha, bein oirich, whether he's a katan or a gadol, whether he lives here or not, yesh loy kol ha-kadeshim, he gets the kadeshim, v'doichan kol ha-veilim, he supersedes all the other ha-veilim. Afilu poga regal toich shiva, ha-mevatel gzer shiva, even if there's a yontif suspends the shiva, became like a shiva shim vatal gzer shloshim, or the yontif that suspends the shloshim, linyan kaddish enu vatal, doesn't affect the halacha of the kaddish. Became like emir linyan kaddish mixiyam kikuloi. When we speak about kaddish, we don't say the halacha, somebody sitting shiva, he gets up in the morning, that isn't the halacha regarding the kaddish. Vafilu b'minch l'shiyam eshvi, by minch of that seventh day, yesh lo kol ha-kadeshim, that oval comes first. Omainim shiva u'shloishim, we count that miyam kfura from the day of the kfura of the nifta. V'abish oval loishama miyad, but even though the oval might not have yet heard about the nifta passing away, v'noyach kach kashivim may evil, so he starts his shiva later. Become makoim linyan kaddish, as far as the preference that he has in hilchas kaddish, ain't like din shiva, he doesn't have that halacha. V'kena meis beregel, if somebody was nebuch Nifter on Yontif, Mayan Linya Kaddish Miyam Kfura, we count from the Yom Kfura. The Shar Mitzrayim Balacha has a very interesting discussion. If somebody is an Ovel, we're learning he should be the Baal Tefillah. And what's going to be the Halacha if he davens a different Nusach than the Shul that he's davening in? So certainly anything that he's davening out loud, he has to follow the Nusach of the Shul. The question is, when he's davening Shmona Esrei, should he daven the Shemoneh Esrei of his Nusach, or should he daven the Shemoneh Esrei of the Shul's Nusach? So he quotes many Paiskim, the Shals HaTshuvas, Shalomeshiv, Shevetzin, who say, when you're davening quietly, you daven your own Nusach. But Ramoshi quotes, in the Shals HaTshuvas, Ergus Moshe, Aruchayim, Chelik Beis, Simchav Tes, he says that Ramoshi held that the purpose of the Baal Tefillah davening Shemoneh Esrei quietly first is to prepare himself for when he's going to say the Chazaras HaShatz. So therefore, a Moshe held that the Chazaras HaShatz should always be said in the same Nusach as the Nusach you're going to be saying you're saying the Shemoneh Esrei, because that's how you prepare yourself for the Chazaras HaShatz. The Shar Mitzrayim Balacha disagrees. He's for two reasons. A, he says that was in a world where people were relying on the Chazaras HaShatz to say that during the Chazaras HaShatz, people were relying on my Shemoneh Esrei to be Yoytze Davening. That isn't the case nowadays. And moreover, he says, since we all daven from Sidurim, so when we daven without a Siddur, so the davening of the Baal Tefillah is to prepare ourselves that we should properly say Chazaras HaShatz. But a person who's davening from a siddur doesn't need that level of preparation, and therefore he says, if you're davening in a shul as Baal Tefillah, of course you should say the nusach of that shul, but when you're saying the Shemoneh Esrei quietly, you could say it with the nusach that you always daven.